Your thoughts about coming up to the capital city?
Well, I'm happy. I'm excited. As you just mentioned, this is my big comeback to my new home, to my company, Impact Wrestling, and I can't wait. I can't wait to see how the fans are gonna react, how my opponents are gonna react, because the big dog is back, and I'm coming back to take what is mine, and I'm gonna make a lot of people pay. As I always say, you have to win the titles in the ring after hearing the 1, 2, 3 from the referee, not just getting those titles as a present or handed to you. So I'm back for what is mine.
So clearly, based off of that statement, you're looking at championship gold.
Oh, definitely. I have been doing that since the beginning of my career. Everybody knows that I'm a title collector. Everywhere I go, I go for the gold, and I always get it. So I became the first undisputed champion in Impact Wrestling. I lost it on the table, never in the ring, and I'm going to get it back.
All right. Well, before we open up for some questions, let me ask you, I'm sure you've been up to Ottawa. Your thoughts of the city? Have you had time to go around? And technically, you're actually in Quebec right now. So your thoughts of coming up here to Canada?
It's a beautiful city. Of course, after landing here in Canada, the first thing I did was going to Boston Pizza, because I love that place. I love the wings. I took my good compadre, Matt Calaccio, to have his first Boston Pizza experience. He loved it. And then because he was kind of late, we decided to just come to the hotel, go to the gym, and came back and come back to the hotel to rest and get ready for this media day. But I think today we're going to have the time to go around and see a little bit of the city. And yes, I know we are in Quebec right now because we were trying to watch TV last night and everything was in French.
So I got to ask, I look around your presidential suite here. I do not see any Boston pizza. But I'm also going to ask, you come to Canada, how would you not go on to Tim Hortons?
I'm not a big fan of Tim Hortons. I'm sorry for everyone now that are loving Tim Hortons. My place, and every time I come to Canada, I go to Boston Pizza every day. I love those wings. and no, I don't have any leftovers from last night because I kill them in the restaurant.
All right. Well, we will open it up for some questions for Alberto. And as I've asked in the past, if you would identify yourself, identify your media outlet, and if we could keep the questions going forward, and it's a bright, positive outlook for Alberto, and we will get some questions from the media.
Q&A session has started. To ask your question, please press star 6.
Hi, Alberto. This is Raj Geary.
Hey, Ross.
Hi.
How are you, buddy?
Hi, Alberto. This is Raj Geary with Wrestling Inc. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Eli Drake winning your title and some of the comments he made about you after your suspension.
Well, to be honest, I don't know anything about what Eli said after my suspension, which everybody knows it was a wrongful suspension. I don't really know, but whatever Eli said, he's going to have to back it up in the ring. And he had the opportunity to be in the ring with me once. I took him to school. I taught him a lesson. And I think he had an amazing match for the first time in his life, but it was because he was in the ring with Alberto Patron. So whatever he said in the ring after my suspension, I don't really care because, as you know, I just if I ever open my mouth, I always back it up in the ring or in the street or anywhere I have to back it up. I'm going to have the opportunity to be in the ring with him pretty soon. The difference between him and I earned that title. I wrestled, I fought for that title against one of the best performers, wrestlers, fighters in the world, Bobby Lashley. And I won that title after hearing the 1, 2, 3 from the referees. He got it handed. He was a present. He was an early Christmas present for Eli Drake. He's not a real champion. real champions get their titles, get their victories in the battle.
Hey, Alberto, this is Kyle Stevens from Still Real to Us, longtime fan of your work. I'm curious, because Impact has seen a lot of new faces come to the roster. For you, what are some potential dream matches or opponents you'd like to face in the near future, and why?
Well, definitely the first one, and I want that to happen as soon as possible, is Eli Drake. I want to kick his ass. I want to erase that smile from his face, because I don't even know why he's so happy when he got that title just handed to him as an early Christmas present. But he will be the first one, because I want to get what is mine. I earned that title. I fought, I battled for that title against one of the best fighters, wrestlers in the business or in the planet, Bobby Lashley. And that's how you earn the gold, fighting for it, winning it in the ring after hearing the 1-2-3 from the referee. Then I would love to have a match between Hijo del Fantasma and Alberto El Patron here in Impact Wrestling. I've had the opportunity to wrestle him. He's part of the AAA, the Mexican company AAA roster. But he's amazing. He's been doing great things in the past eight years, and it will be something really interesting for the fans to see. And I would love to have a rematch with after I kick Eli's Drake Trasero, I want to have a rematch against Bobby Lashley.
Awesome, man.
Hey, Alberto, let me throw it out to you. You bring up Fantasma, obviously, Bound for Glory. You got the six-man match with Fantasma, Tejano, Pagano against representing Team AAA against Team Impact, James Storm, Eddie Edwards, and who was there? Who was the third one? EC3, of course. Your thoughts about that? And it's probably a little interesting for you, seeing you know perhaps the AAA guys as well as you know for the Impact guys.
Yes, I didn't even know about anything about that match, but it sounds like it's going to be fantastic. It's going to be amazing. I mean, there's nothing but talent in that match. I know they're going to give us an amazing one. To be honest, I represent Impact Wrestling. That's where my heart is, and that's my new home. I worked for AAA, for 10, 11 months, but I was just down there for business. I never felt that place like my home, like I do with Impact Wrestling. So I'm going to be supporting my home team, Impact, but I also want the Mexican wrestlers to do well, because they deserve to be in a place where they really going to give them what they deserve, and they're going to give them the recognition that they deserve.
Hi, this is Tony calling from the UK for Steel Chair magazine. How are you?
I'm good, man, and you?
I'm not too bad. It's a bit wet here, but other than that, I'm all good. Thanks for your time, and I really appreciate it. I just wanted to ask a question. Obviously, following your suspension, it's very easy to, you know, criticise you, and there was a lot of people jumping on your back. Was there anyone from the Impact locker room that was particularly, you know, supportive and helpful, and who were the guys sort of reaching out to you for support?
Who was supporting me? Who was supporting me in Impact Wrestling?
Yeah.
Everyone was supporting me in Impact Wrestling. I mean, the company did what they have to do after that awful incident. They needed to, because they had the pressure from networks and from the network and sponsors. But they also did what they had to do, or the right thing, after they got the evidence and results from the police department, the district attorney, that showed the world that I was in that situation. I was a victim in a stupid incident that media and fans decided to make a big thing or blow it out of proportion, because it was nothing, absolutely nothing. It was just me and my fiance having a bad day, arguing, and like any other couple out there, any other couple around the world, we argue sometimes, and some arguments are,
yep,
are worse than the others, and that's exactly what it was. I bet $1 million that couples out there, when they have arguments, sometimes they say things that they don't really feel or that are not even real. They just say it because it is the heat of the moment. That's exactly what it was. So my company, Impact Wrestling, at the beginning, they did what they needed to do for the business, and I agreed. And it was actually my idea. It was me telling them, hey, I think the best thing to do is for me to give you the title and not be the Impact Wrestling champion anymore because at the moment, until we don't get the evidence and we don't tell the world and show the world that I didn't do absolutely anything, it looks bad. And I want to set an example. I want to preach with the example. I was always the one saying, when I was in the other company, I was the one always saying, why rules apply for some wrestlers and not for the others? Why the main guys, they can get away with everything, and the other ones, they get punished. And I don't want to be that guy in Impact Wrestling. So even though I'm Alberto El Patron and I'm one of the main stars in the company, or at the moment I was a champion, I said, I want the rules to apply for everyone, including me. So here's the title. I will get it back in the ring the way you're supposed to do it when the time is right.
Hi, Alberto. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge. Good afternoon, I'm guessing, to you. Good evening for me.
Hey, what's up, buddy? How are you?
Really good, really good. I was there at Slammiversary when you were riding high, and it was great to see the fan reactions around you at that time. My question is more to do with you coming back tomorrow. Is there anything that you can reveal about where on the card you're likely to be targeting? I know you mentioned Eli Drake already, or is it all more a surprise for us all at this point?
Well, there's not going to be surprises. I'm coming back, and I'm gonna grab that microphone like I always do. Not cursing this time, I promise. I promise the company, my grandma, my dad, and everyone else that no more cursing. I'm gonna grab that microphone and I'm gonna say what is in my mind, what is in my heart, the way I feel about what happened before and what's going on right now. And of course, I'm going to demand an opportunity for my title, because it's my title. I'm going to continue saying it. You have to become champion in the ring after hearing the 1, 2, 3 from the referee. When you get a title just because somebody handed that title to you without defeating the real champion, without defeating the big dog, you are just a paper champion. I'm going after him, and then whatever the company wants me to, whoever the company wants me to face, I'm more than welcome to do it. As you know, El Patron never say no to a good fight. And I'm here in Ottawa, I'm here in Canada, and I'm ready to fight.
Hey, Alberto, it's Kyle Stevens again from Still Real With Us. Thank you for just sharing your personal insights about your own journey. I think it's very enlightening, and we all respect just how you handle your business. I'm a big family guy, and I know you have a long history with your father, especially this summer. You know, you were in the ring with him. Can you maybe share with fans some memories that stand out with your dad in the business over the years?
Oh, my God, there's so many. Like, my dad has been my best friend, or he is my best friend. He's my best friend, my mentor. The reason why I'm in this beautiful business, he's the one who keeps me sane, keeps me grounded. And the moments where I feel like I'm not feeling too sure about what the business is doing with me or where the business is taking me, my dad is always there to guide me and help me take the best decision in my life, in my career. Just to mention one, I can tell you the last one in Orlando with Impact Wrestling when I became the undisputed champion. It was fantastic to have my dad with me in the ring, to share that moment with my dad, to be able to go down on my knees and present those titles to my dad. That was a real moment. There was no pro wrestling entertaining. There was nothing scripted over there. It was just the love from me to my father and a proud dad looking at his son accomplishing the biggest thing in his business.
Hi, Alberto. This is Raj Giri with Wrestling Inc. again.
What's up, buddy?
How are you doing?
I'm good.
I wanted to get your thoughts on just the changes behind the scenes in Impact Wrestling since you were last there, specifically with Jeff Jarrett no longer being in charge of creative.
Well, I mean, it's too bad that we don't have a good person, a good friend like Jeff Jarrett. He was someone that was supporting me in the company since the beginning. He was writing amazing things for me. That amazing story between my family and LAX, which is one of the stories that I, storylines that I enjoyed the most in my career since I came to North America. He was the one also with John and of course many other people in the company. They came up with that fantastic idea. It's too bad that we don't have them again, but of course the business, the company has to move on, go on, and now we're here in Canada with other people in charge, but with the same energy, with the same great ideas, and I know with all the new faces in the company, the Mexican wrestlers, established wrestlers from Impact, and with El Patron Alberto coming back to Impact, we're gonna be doing amazing things, and we're gonna be taking this company to the place where it deserves to be.
Hello, Alberto. Akhilesh from India. How are you doing, sir?
What's going on, man?
All good, sir. All good. So, Alberto, you know, this is a question that I wanted to ask you because of whatever happened previously. How important do you think it is for the superstars or for the wrestlers to have the time off to heal their bodies? And as an extension to that, do you think the fans need to kind of know their boundaries now more than ever?
Well, it's really important for a wrestler to rest his body, his mind. Of course, when you're young, I can tell you this, when I was in my 20s, I didn't want to stop. When you're in your 20s, everything is perfect. Nothing hurts. Your body is completely fine, and you can wrestle five times in one day, and the next day you get up, and you're like nothing. But when you get to my age, you wrestle once, and the next day you don't even want to move. That's one of the reasons why I decided to not work in this other company, because I couldn't handle the schedule. They have a brutal schedule in that other place where you have to do 230, 240 appearances per year, which is fine, because when you sign with that company, you know that's exactly how it's going to be. But you have to be there until it's the right time for you. When once you made a name for yourself and it's the right time for you to go somewhere else, to be able to control your dates, to have enough time to enjoy your family and rest your body, and you do it just like I did, you see big difference in the way you think and the way you feel when you're performing in the ring.
Hey, this is Riju from Sports Kida in India. My question is actually a two-part question. So when your personal matters become public and go viral, how big of a strain is it mentally? And the second part is, what exactly have you been up to since your suspension? How have you been getting ready for the ring again? Thank you.
Can you repeat the question? Because the signal was pretty bad and I couldn't understand what you said.
Yes, Riju from Sports Kida. My question is, when personal matters become public, how much of a strain is it mentally as a performer?
Well, I mean, the world we live today, there's nothing you can do. Your life is going to be out there, and it's going to be public for people to see it. I'm old school. I'll never be happy with situations like that. I will never be happy with people just exposing their life and people expecting for you to tell them exactly what you do and when you do it, even when you go to the toilet. And I mean, unfortunately for me, and I'm saying this just for me, it was really hard for me to accept that now I have, now everything we do or I do is public knowledge. My answer for that would be, that day it was just someone deciding to invade our privacy, a woman deciding to invade our privacy, and nothing really happened. It was just a day where a man and a woman were having a rough day. They had an argument, and as many or as all the couples out there, some arguments are worse than the others, but that doesn't mean that that there's no love or there's anything bad going on. We are completely fine. We were completely fine, and that's just what it was. The media, the public decided to make a big thing out of it when it was nothing. The suspension, well, now everybody knows that it was a wrongful suspension because I didn't do absolutely anything. Yes, of course, we had people talking about our business just because they were trying to protect one side, and or also because they wanted to have 5 minutes of attention because that's the way it is. But that's what it was. It was a wrongful suspension. Then everybody saw it with the police report, with the district attorney, the state attorney determined and telling them, well, leave Alberto alone. He was a victim in this situation. Victim in a situation, in an incident that where there was nothing, because they just put me that title, but nothing really happened and that night but a couple having an argument.
Hey, Mr. Patron, this is James from the Wrestling Epicenter. Pleasure to speak with you today.
Hi, man. How are you?
All right. I'm doing great. My question for you is, when you were suspended, you still did a few interviews, and I really was impressed with the fact that even though your status was suspended, you still referred to Impact as your home. What makes Impact home, other than the fact that they sign your checks, what makes Impact feel like home to you?
Well, because this is something that people need to understand. Impact Wrestling did what it has to do after the incident, because even though they knew I didn't do absolutely nothing, that I was the victim in this situation, and I hate using the word victim because it sounds really bad, but the point is I didn't do absolutely anything. But they needed to do something because they know me. Some of the people in charge of the company, they know me, and they knew there was nothing going on. But, of course, the network, the sponsors, they don't know me. They don't know what's going on. They don't know what's behind the scenes. So they needed to do that to bring peace to the network and sponsors. And then after I came, my lawyers came up with the evidence and showed them that it was exactly like I was saying, that I didn't do absolutely anything. Everything went back to normal. They restarted paying me, and then reinstated me in the company. What makes it home? Because home is a place where you feel safe, where you feel happy, and this is a company where I feel safe and I feel happy. I know you're thinking, okay, how can you feel safe when they're suspending you? Again, this was something that we decided together. The suspension, we decided it together. Me handing the title to the company and applying those rules to me the same way they would do it to any other talent in the company was my idea. We worked together on this for the best interest of the company and the business, because no matter what, innocent, victim, or whatever, it looks bad out there. And at the moment, I was the one carrying the company on my shoulders. I was the champion, and we did what we needed to do for the best interest of the company, and especially for the pro wrestling business.
Hi, Alberto. It's Adam from the Impact Lounge again. Obviously, since your last in the company, there's been a lot of change in the creative vision of the company, you know, wrestling from lots of shows around the world, all those kind of things. You were featured quite heavily before the suspension. Now that you're back and Impact's got, I suppose, almost like a fresh set of tapings coming up, what do you think they can do to really start moving the ratings up and the need on getting more exposure? What do you think is the next step for the company?
Well, number one, Alberto's back. People are going to start watching again. well, we have an amazing team of wrestlers working together in Impact Wrestling to make this company what this company deserves to be, to make this company relevant again. And I know with the help of all those wrestlers, the new talent from Mexico, El Patron back in Impact Wrestling, we're going to put amazing shows every single night. We're going to have amazing TV tapings in the next few days. And people, they're going to turn around and they're going to turn their TVs on again to watch Impact Wrestling every week. And I promise you this, and you'll see it. In the moment they announce that Alberto is going to be there, he's going to be facing Bobby, Eli Drake, or any of the wrestlers in the roster, they're going to turn on the TV just to watch it. And just like I did before, I'm going to give them everything I have. Everyone was talking about how happy I looked, how fresh, how different I looked when I was working for Impact Wrestling before the suspension. I'm the same guy. I'm excited. I feel like a rookie. I feel like a young guy coming into this company again because I have something to prove. Why do I have to prove that title belongs to me, that this is my company, and that I'm going to die in that ring to make this company big again?
Hello, Alberto. Ryan Bowman from thegorillaposition.com.
What's up, brother?
How you doing, sir? You mentioned Eli Drake several times, but his opponent in that match is pretty talented, too. There's a chance you might be going after Johnny Impact for the gold. What do you think about facing him, and what did he
Johnny
bring
who?
All around? Johnny Impact.
Who's Johnny Impact? Oh, John Morrison. Oh, is he Johnny Impact now? That's fantastic.
The man of many names.
I didn't even know that. Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to disrespect Johnny. He's a great guy and a good friend in the business. I didn't know he's Johnny Impact, because with all fairness, and everybody knows it, when I go home to be a father, to take care of my kids, and to be involved in all the sports, the school's activities, and just to be a father. So I don't watch wrestling when I go home. Yes, I talk to the important people in the company to see what's going on and where am I going and where the company is going, but I don't watch wrestling. So I didn't even know that. So, yes, of course. I mean, I know Eli Drake is still the champion, right? I don't know if Johnny Mundo Impact is going to be the next champion after tomorrow. Are they wrestling tomorrow? Yeah. So, and but if he is, well, then Johnny, I'm sorry, I'm going to have to kick your butt.
Hello there. Yeah, it's Francis Reyes from In Ring Pop. My question is to you. Thank you, Alberto. At the moment, you wrestling. Is there anything that you're thinking about maybe taking on America's top team at the moment, and maybe like taking, like at the moment, Bobby Lashley's like beat him up in MMA fights, probably?
Oh, MMA fighting? No, I'm not planning on fighting ever again inside the cage. I'm the president of a company, so I make the rules. I make the matches. I hire the fighters. I mean, I know Bobby is fantastic with his company, but if someday he feels like he wants to try a different organization, of course we will have an opening for him in Combate Americas. To be honest, I tried it long time ago. That's actually how I started my business relationship, friendship with my fantastic, great friend and boss, Campbell McLaren. He wanted me to fight for the organization. I tried it. I went back to the gym. But after, I don't know, 2-3 weeks in the gym, getting up at 5 in the morning, getting punched in the head, punching people in the head, I decided that I was not hungry anymore for MMA, that I didn't have the eye of the tiger like in the Rocky movie. After so many years in pro wrestling and doing well, making money and making a name for myself. So no, it's going to be super or pretty much impossible for people to see me fighting in an MMA match in the cage in the near future. And if I do, let's say I've decided to do it, I will do it for my company, in my company, Combat Americas.
Hi, Alberto. It's Daniel from Real Sport.
What's up, buddy?
Just a quick question. Thanks for your time, by the way. Who do you think are your biggest obstacles towards you reaching your goals in Impact?
Well, to be honest, I have no obstacles. I have reached my goals already in Impact. I became the first ever in undisputed champion. And I think now is just to go back tomorrow, kick some trasero, show the people why I've been collecting titles my entire career, get back to that ring and recover what is mine, which is that title, because I never lost it in the ring. and that's it. Continue working hard to make people feel hooked or to people to get hooked and feel interested in the product. And that's it, Abiu.
Hello, Alberto. David Dunn here with the New Zealand Pro Wrestling Informer. Just wanting to ask you a question about Impact Wrestling's relationship with AAA and Mexico in general. Obviously, there's the AAA team versus Team Impact at Bound for Glory, and Impact Wrestling had some representatives at Triple Mania earlier this year. What's your take on the working relationship between the two companies, and what do you think having a strong presence in Mexico will do for Impact Wrestling?
Well, number one, having presence in Mexico is going to help us a lot, because we're going to get more fans that are going to fall in love with the Impact Wrestling product. We also have the opportunity to get some sponsors from Mexico, especially with El Patron being in Impact Wrestling. I'm 100% sure that a lot of companies want to turn their heads and see what we've been doing here in Impact Wrestling. For us in Impact, it's going to be fantastic, or it's fantastic to have all the talent from those Mexican wrestlers, because as you know, all those luchadores are amazing, and they have a lot of stuff to bring to the Impact Wrestling table. And at the end of the day, I'm pretty sure all the fans are going to be the ones winning the most in a working relationship between Impact Wrestling and AAA.
Hey, this is Christian Bruns from Power Wrestling Magazine in Germany. How are you today, sir?
I'm good, amigo. And you?
Not too bad. So we're very much looking forward to Bound for Glory airing live Monday morning at 2 a.m. in Germany, Austria, and Switzerland on runfighting.de. And speaking of Austria, you just did a tour of Austria a couple of weeks back with your friend Chris the Bambi Killer. First, can you talk about the experience wrestling in Austria and places like Vienna, which has a huge wrestling tradition, and Rey Mysterio was on that tour as well. Do you think there is a chance that we will see Rey compete in Impact, as there have been so many rumors surrounding him in recent weeks?
Oh, well, it was fantastic to be in Austria just a few weeks back or a few months back with my great friends. My great friend, one of my best friends in life in the business, the Bambi Killer. We had a blast, not just with Bambi, but with Rey, with Apollo, with Alofa, with in Chicago with all my great friends working for Bambi in Austria. And it's always a pleasure for me to go there because of the German, the Austrian fans, they know a lot about wrestling. They respect wrestlers. Every time we're there, they go to the arenas. They pack those arenas, and they just go there to have fun. And about my good friend, Rey Mysterio Jr., well, to be honest, everyone can have Rey. It's just a matter of having money to have Rey. So, to be honest, I don't know what the situation is with the Rey and Impact Wrestling. I'm pretty sure they have been in touch. I'm sure they had conversations in the past, but if Rey is not here, it's the reason is pure and simple, a money matter. Because I know Rey is open to do business with everyone. He was doing business with Lucha Underground. Something happened over there, and they ended up breaking their business relationship. So he's free. So if Impact wants to have Rey, all they got to do is pay him.
Fair enough. So maybe Alberto versus Rey at some point down the line would be something fans would look forward to.
Oh, of course. Everyone wants to see Alberto Patron against Rey Mysterio. That's actually one of the favorite matches for the indie scene. I remember doing that match at least 80 times last year, all over Europe and around the world, because the promoters know that if you put that match in the card, number one, you're going to have a complete sold-out arena, and number two, you're going to have an amazing, a hell of a match.
Hello, this is Riju from SportsKita again. My question... Hello?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Hey, man. So my question is, so you were working as a babyface in your latest brand. Do you think you're a better performer as a babyface or as a heel? And do you see a heel run coming soon?
Well, if you ask me, I'd rather be a heel. I'm a bad guy, in and out, inside and outside the ring. I'm a trasero kicker. I'm a person that gives respect but demands respect. And I love working as a heel. The heel is the one controlling the match, controlling the motions. The heel is the one telling his opponent and the audience what to do. If the bad guy wants them to cry, they will cry. If he wants them to laugh, they will laugh. So that's the place where I would love to be. But at the end of the day, we work for our audience. We work for those fans. And the reason I was working as a babyface is because that's the side where the fans wanted to see me. I remember myself in the locker room, telling friends, oh, my God, I don't really like working as a babyface, but this is what the fans want. So if you give me the option, I will be a heel tomorrow. But I don't get to decide that. It's the fans, it's my audience, it's Impact Wrestling audience, the ones that decide where Alberto El Patron is going to be.
Hello again, it's Francis from In Ring Pop. My question is, Alberto, so what is it, what do you want to see yourself in next year's Bound for Glory? Do you still want to be the Impact champion, or do you want to do something more like going to an administration role?
Everybody knows I'm not going to be doing this for too long. My plans are to end this year, wrestle the next one, and then start doing my farewell tour in 2019. I love the pro wrestling business. I have been in love with this business since I was a little baby. But I've been doing it for so many years that sometimes I feel tired from all the travel. I feel tired of being in hotels, car rides, having breakfast, lunch, dinner by myself. Like, just to tell you something, these past shows or lately, I've been bringing my family or friends with me because does he gets it's not so fun to be on the road. To be in the ring, it's a different situation. Every time I'm in the ring, I have a blast. In those 25, 30 minutes when I'm in the ring, that's the best time of the world. That's the best time of my life for me. But yeah, I'm not going to be wrestling for too many years. But after, once I decide to not be a wrestler anymore, of course I would love to stay in Impact and help the new talent to accomplish their dreams, help the company with the storylines and with everything else.
Hey, Alberto, it's Kyle Stevens with Still Real Us one more time. This is actually a follow-up question to kind of what you were saying. I know earlier you talked about your dad being a friend and a mentor. Because of your years in the business and all the experience that you have, if there's one person in the Impact locker room that you could kind of shape and mold and maybe give some advice along the way, who would that be and who do you see a lot of potential in and why?
Well, there's a lot of talent in that locker room with the young guys, with the new wrestlers in the company. But before becoming a champion in Orlando, in the last pay-per-view, I was talking a lot with this kid, with Santana, who is part of the LAX team. He's a young guy. He's a good-looking guy. He has a lot of talent. Of course, he needs more experience, and he needs people like Bobby, like Storm, like myself, passing him the knowledge that we have when it comes to working in main events or just working in the ring in general. But that's a guy that I know that if he stays healthy and the company do what they're supposed to do with them and with the help of established superstars like Storm, like Bobby, like myself, and many others, this kid can do great things for Impact Wrestling.
Hey, Alberto. Akhilesh here again from the Ringside View India. So a lot of pro wrestlers, including you, have kind of talked about how the fans should know their boundaries once they're outside the ring because pro wrestlers now are so approachable. Do you think that's an issue? Do you think the fans should kind of know the role and the boundaries once they're outside the confines of the ring?
Can you repeat that again? I'm so sorry. Just signal is pretty bad. Can you repeat it again?
Sure. So a lot of pro wrestlers, a lot of wrestlers, including you, have talked about how the fans should kind of know their roles once wrestlers are outside the ring. Do you think that's an issue? Do you think the fans should know their roles after, you know, the lights and the cameras turn off and when the wrestlers are outside the ring? Do you think the fans should know their roles and kind of know their boundaries?
Well, it's just a matter of respect. You know, it's not about knowing the rules or not knowing the rules. I think that this is just about respect, the education, the way you were brought up when you were growing up in your house with your family. I just said it before. I'm someone that gives respect all the time. I will respect you till the end of my days. Just don't disrespect me. It's pure and simple. Every action has a reaction, and some fans, they need to understand that this is entertaining. This is sports entertaining. If I'm playing the bad guy in the ring or one of my co-workers is playing the bad guy in the ring, it's only a bad guy in that ring. It's not real. He's not an a-hole in real life. It's like when I was working as a heel in the other company, hey, I don't have $100 billion like Alberto Del Rio is supposedly to have. I don't have 250 cars. I'm not an a-hole in real life. I'm Alberto Rodriguez, and once the lights are off, once I'm out of that arena, I'm just like any other person. And of course, fans, they need to understand that that we're just playing a role for TV or for the pro wrestling business.
Hi, Alberto. This is Rod Geary with WrestlingInc.com again. This week you had spoken to TMZ about Paige, and I just wanted to get a with her recent neck surgery, or I guess that was last year, I just wanted to see how she was feeling and how her training is going for her return.
Well, she's doing fantastic. She's training every single day. She looks strong. She looks super healthy. She has been cleared by her personal doctors and also by the doctors of the company. So she's looking fantastic. I mean, I don't know if you have seen her pictures lately, but she looks in an amazing shape, and she's going to be ready for whenever the company wants her to go back and kick some trasero.
Hello there. Yes, yeah, Francis Reyes again from In-Ring Pop. My question is, have you had a chance, Alberto, to try the new Impact and pizza? And also, if you haven't, what kind of Impact pizza would you have with a Mexican twist?
Of course. I mean, I haven't tried it, but I will. I said that when I'm in Canada, I only go to Boston Pizza, but I'm gonna make an exception and just try the Impact Pizza just to see if it's any good.
Well, just a little follow-up. The Impact Pizza, and I know everyone hasn't even tried this, but it's actually going to be at Crust and Crate here in Ottawa this afternoon from 3 to 4, doing a public autograph signing. And I'm trying to convince him, it might be off his diet a little bit, to have a pizza, the Impact Pizza. It's got pulled pork and a bunch of other ingredients in it. So I think we can kind of convince him. Alberto, would you give the Impact Pizza a try?
Hey, Alberto, Akhilesh here from Ring Savvy once again. I wanted to get your thoughts on the global wrestling network that Impact Wrestling has recently launched. Did you have the chance to go through the content? What do you think about the network itself?
Well, to be honest, I haven't been able to sit and watch what the Impact network has to offer. As I mentioned before, and believe me, I'm not saying this because everybody knows how much I love the pro wrestling business, that I will die to defend my business, the love of my life, the pro wrestling business. But when I go home, I don't watch wrestling. When I go home, I go there to be a father. When I'm in planes or in car rides, I read because sometimes when you're in this business, you forget to cultivate your brain. You just use your brain to hit someone or to get hit by someone. So I haven't had the opportunity, but to all of the fans out there, just if you have the opportunity, do it, get it, because you will have the chance to watch all those amazing matches from the past and the present ones.
I told Alberto we'd keep it at right at about an hour, so we have time for just a couple more questions here.
Come on, boss, you're killing all the fun. No, thank you. Thank you
Hello,
guys for being there.
Right. Hi, Riju from SportsKira again. My question is, so Alberto, you were on track to be part of the Olympic Games in 2000. It never came to fruition. Is there any sense of disappointment over it? And how different would your career have been if you had participated at the Olympics back then?
Well, of course I feel bad because I wrestled for so many years. I accomplished so many things in my amateur career. I was the best Mexican wrestler, the best Mexican amateur wrestler at the time. And of course, the main goal when you are an amateur wrestler or an amateur athlete is to go to the Olympics one day. to the Olympic Games one day. Unfortunately, I couldn't do it for the reasons that many people know. The government decided not to support the wrestling team that year. And of course, I was really sad and upset at the time. But luckily for me, my dream was and was always to be a pro wrestler. So the next day, after, even though I was really sad and disappointed because I knew I was not going to go to the Olympics, I decided to become a pro wrestler. And 2 weeks after that, I was in the ring. I was in a ring in Japan with my dad, making my pro wrestling debut. So, and then from there, well, the rest is history. So I think that even though I wasn't able to go to the Olympic Games, the life or the pro wrestling career has been amazing with me because I had the opportunity to travel the world, to work for the most important companies in the world, and the most important thing, I had the opportunity to become champion in every single one of those companies that I work for.
Hi, Alberto. Thanks for taking the time again to speak with us.
No, of course, man. Thank you all for doing this with me. It's always important. The performers and the media, they have to go hand to hand in order to promote the event and to have people knowing about this beautiful business, the pro wrestling business.
Great. Well, this is Raj Giri with WrestlingInc.com again. I just wanted to get your thoughts on Impact moving to Canada for this next set of tapings and for Bound for Glory, and seemingly doing more tapings in the future in Canada as opposed to Orlando.
Oh, this is fantastic. To me, to be honest, when I joined Impact Wrestling, I never understood why we were just doing it in Orlando. We need to go other places. We need to give the opportunity to other people to see what Impact Wrestling has to offer. So to me, it's fantastic that then we're not doing the tapings this time in Orlando, and we are here in Canada, in this beautiful country. Of course, the weather sucks because it's too cold out there. but the country is beautiful. I had the opportunity to perform in Canada so many times in the past, and I know how passionate and how crazy the fans get when they get good pro wrestling, and I'm 100% sure that that's exactly how it's going to be in the next days. I hope the next time we get the opportunity to put tapings in Mexico and then go to India. Well, we already did that in India, just like we did in India. We're doing it in Canada. Then one day we'll do it in Mexico and many other places because I think everyone deserves to have a piece of this amazing company in progressing.
Hey, Ryan Bowman from TheGorillaPosition.com. You hear a lot of athletes say that no matter what they're going through in their personal life, whether it's injury or a loss, competition is their comfort zone. How much for you, with all the stuff that swirls around, how much is being in the ring just kind of an escape for you from all the other crap?
Oh, for me, it's everything. For me, it's absolutely everything. Like, I can be sick or I can be going through a really difficult time in my life. I could have somebody trying to hurt me or whatever, but when I'm in that ring, I'm the king. I'm in peace. That's a place where I feel happy, where I forget about absolutely everything. I remember one of my mentors, one of the best wrestlers in the history, the great, the amazing, the awesome Dean Malenko, telling me this one time, because I was working for that other company, and he saw that he could see that there was something going on, that I wasn't happy. And I remember him coming to me in Gorilla, and he said, Alberto, I know, and don't worry, I understand, but don't forget about this. You're about to go out there. And out there in that ring, you're the king. You're the boss. Nobody. For 20, 30 minutes, nobody can tell you what to do because you control destiny, you control life, you control the actions, the reactions. Of course, once you hear the 1, 2, 3, you have to go back to reality. but that's my kingdom, being in that ring for someone like me who was born in this business. I promise you, there's no one out there. Well, probably there is, but they probably love this business as much as I do. I defend this business with all my heart, with all my passion, with everything I have. I will die for this, in order to defend this business. And being in that ring is like paradise to me. Well, Alberto, I appreciate it. That's going to wrap up this week's media teleconference. Tomorrow, Bound for Glory, right at the Aberdeen Pavilion here in Ottawa, Ontario, Canada. Alberto, what's the final thought for you heading into the biggest pay-per-view in the company's,
Well, I'm first of all, thank you all for doing this with me. Thank you all for supporting the company, for supporting the business. And just get ready, because we're going to have Bound for Glory here in Canada. And then the TV tapings, and it's going to be spectacular. Me and all the other wrestlers in the company are going to give you more than 100%. And get ready, because El Pinche Patron is back!
All righty. Well, Alberto is back. He's signing autographs today for anybody in Ottawa, 3 o'clock to 4 o'clock, Crust and Crate, the Lansdowne location. And tomorrow, Bound for Glory sold out, and Alberto El Patron is back. Thanks for everybody for calling in again this week.